It was important that we finished the game off with a win. Everybody goes home a little bit happy. You know, it's not the season that we all expected, but we have got a big job to do, you know. But we wanted to finish it off, especially at home, with a win. And look forward to the summer and come back in pre-season ready to get us to be a really strong force.
The near sellout crowd again. The fans, despite having not much to cheer about this season, have been remarkably loyal, haven't they?
No, the fans. I've got no bad word to say about the fans. They've been really good for us. The boys also. They want to play for the fans, and you know the turnout today was special. Luckily, we could finish it off with a 1-0. It was not a classic, beautiful game where we dominated the whole game. First half, we looked a little bit off it, but I think second half we looked a lot better and happy that we can at least go home happy.
The last one for me, you said at the start there's a big job to do. Obviously now the summer, you may start creating what's going to be your squad really, not just what you inherited here.
Well, no, I've inherited some good players, you know, and I want to keep them, you know. And we want to build from that, let's not forget that, you know. Do we need to mould it? Yes, that's for sure. Do we need to bring in some more characters? Yes, definitely, you know. But I've always said this club has always been about youth, you know, about giving young players opportunities, and we need to get some young players in, you know, and try to make them better, and try to be a force and build a good team.
They posed you some problems in the first half. That the way they were set up with the diamond and the two strikers, you had to overcome that.
Yeah, you have to, you know, and that is in every game, no different. They're a very good side. Really, really think that they are a very good side who manipulates the ball really well and gets into pockets and shovels you around. So, in that way, I'm very pleased how we resolved it in the second half. You know, so.
Your goalkeeper had to make a couple of great stops. The one stop from Kodra in particular, the kind of instinctive save to the left. Yeah. That was a really important moment.
It was, but it came from a mistake from us. It was not good player whatsoever. It was a mistake, and luckily our goalkeeper was there to save the day. And good strong hand.
Do you think when Carl Henry had the ball on the corner of the box, did you think he was going to curl it in the top corner?
Not that he was going to curl it, but that he was going to have a shot. What I see in training of Carl, we don't see on the pitch. Enough. He has a very good shot. We are trying to encourage him to shoot more at the goal because he does have a good shot. I didn't go in depth with him about curling balls, but he took it two steps further by doing that. So, end of the day, he did it. He took the initiative. He took the courage, and execution was great. So, chapeau.
How different a QPR team are we going to see next season to what we've seen today, do you think?
Well, different.
How similar? I mean,
well, we want to make sure that the mentality is right, you know, and the mentality has been right, but we want to build from that. We want to be a team, you know, and that is not easy to do. We want to work to be a really strong team, not individuals. Really strong team and have that mentality right and be a force.
Am I right in saying you're bringing them back third week of June, so it will be a quite a long pre-season for them? You want everyone fit?
No, it's a normal pre-season. You know, we are starting with tests first and then we build from there. I want us to come in maybe a few days earlier, but nothing crazy.